The Saxby Twins with Home.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 30, Johannesburg 29, Mpumela 27. Advocacy manager for women and men against child abuse, Luke Lamprecht, responded sharply to the arrest of a 35-year-old man in Midrand for being in possession of at least 10 million photos and videos of child abuse yesterday. He was taken into custody and one of our reporters was there. But here's what Lamprecht had to say.
We are devastated by those kind of numbers because what people must remember is that every single image of what they're calling child pornography in the media is an image of the sexual assault of a child. It's actually a crime scene.
The arrest followed a tip-off from international law enforcement agencies, including the FBI, about the suspect's operation in Johannesburg. According to Lamprecht, it highlights a stark reality.
There are people who are using children to generate this content, and they are sexually abusing them in order to produce the content which people are then paying to consume.
Then to KZN. Teams from Ezimvelo KZN Wildlife have been deployed to northern KwaZulu-Natal, where it's believed that lions may be on the loose. In a statement, Ezimvelo says two teams will return to Gluckstad today after a search last night yielded no results. Spokesperson Musa Mtambo says they intend to use a helicopter as the wildcats are believed to be hiding in densely bushed areas. Mtambo says they believe they're looking for three lions and are not sure at this stage where they even came from.
There have been three recent confirmed sightings of lions in Gluckstad area. Three cattle have been reported killed by lions in Gluckstad area recently. Ezimvelo has issued a warning to communities around the Gluckstad areas to be vigilant and report any sightings immediately to the local traditional leadership or police station.
Still in the province, the police in Ntuzuma, north of Durban, are investigating the death of three men. KZN spokesperson Robert Nchiwunda says the victims have all been shot.
Three bodies of men in their late 20s were found with multiple gunshot wounds on the pavement, not very far from a tavern. Details are still sketchy, and as such, police are still working hard to establish how the incident could have happened.
Moving abroad, for the first time in 40 years, the inauguration of an American president will take place inside the U.S. Capitol on Monday rather than outdoors. Because of severely cold weather conditions, President-elect Donald Trump said on his Truth Social platform there was an Arctic blast sweeping the country and he did not want to see people hurt or injured in any way. And we end off with an interesting bit of news that I just saw on the BBC's website. Scientists recently discovered that metal lumps on the dark seabed make oxygen. And now they have plans to study the deepest part of Earth's oceans to understand this phenomenon. So it was previously accepted that oxygen could only be produced in sunlight by plants. But it seems like there are other ways for this to happen. So why is it important? Because, says the BBC, if these researchers are right, it could indicate that the process could be happening on other planets, creating oxygen-rich environments where life could thrive. I'm Marlene Fischer. From myself and the rest of the news team, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Jacaranda FM plays more. Music. Number 20.
I'll give him a heart, give him a heart, give him a heart. Please don't break it, break it, break it. Darling, I know that you'll hold the line. Oh, there's a story in your eyes. Oh, I can see the light, see the light, see the light. I wanna hold you in my arms tonight, arms tonight, arms tonight. Would you tell me if you're on the line? Got a feeling that it's different this.